Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
They tried to play me off as if my name was Sega.
Well, let's sync it up before we miss any more of these comedy gems.
But I ain't going out like no punk bitch.
Shut up! I heard you. I heard him. I heard you both. Shut up. In 3, 2.
I'm not recording.
Why aren't you recording?
Now I'm recording.
In 3, 2, 1. Cock.
Oh, shit.
You son of a bitch. Can we make this take as long as possible, please?
Yeah, we can.
I was just trying to get the rest of the shit on my computer up and running so that we could do this. Please,
and?
Please do it again. It's running. The Tancast mail and browser open, working, whatever.
In 3, 2, 1.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast.
This week we talk about a lot of stupid fucking bullshit while these two fucking ass clowns keep interrupting me and each other. Then we play 6 degrees and hold the bacon. Fuck it!
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Tip, are you aware that if you get used to one style, you know I might switch it up and around?
Welcome to fucking Tancast, everybody.
Then buck you down.
This is going to be a great goddamn episode, I can tell right now.
I think it will be. I'm laughing already.
I'm T, the motherfucking Tim in Tancast.
I am A, I'm the Andy in your ass.
I'm Noah, the N in your ass.
Fuck, he reverses it again. We change our pattern to match you. Like, I can't have any of this order.
I can't fucking fuck order. Chaos.
Yeah, chaos theory, bitches.
Speaking of order, you are next up in the order to provide the fun and frivolity at the end of the episode. Did you plan anything for us, Noah?
Hell no. So guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
The game.
Alrighty.
The game. See, Tim, the game is perfect because it lets Noah continue to be lazy.
Exactly.
Without fucking us.
Good
Thank
times.
You, Tim.
I created a game for just that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Noah's a forgetful son of a whore.
That I am. Whose week is it?
I don't know that his mother ever took sex for money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Noah's a forgetful son of a slut.
Oh, I have a funny story for you, Tim. You might find it funny.
I doubt it.
Will I? Or can I just tune out?
You might find it funny, too. So, I'm sure Tim remembers the time that we were driving to Santa Cruz and I fell asleep, but he kept talking to me, so I kept waking up and responding to him.
We were coming home from San Francisco, but okay.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Santa Cruz, but whatever.
Well, it did happen more than once, but that's the one I remember where I cursed you out about it afterwards.
So I did it. I tried to do it with my friend. We were driving home back from Coachella. Well, we were driving to his aunt's house late at night, and I was trying to stay awake for him, you know, to entertain him while he was driving, and I couldn't do it. But I kept, like, dreaming about shit that was happening, and I would wake up and say something that didn't make any sense to what he was saying at all. I'm like, but then you got to put the mayonnaise on the gorilla. And he's like, what? I'm like, oh, no, nothing. I'm just... Like, I would try to reply, and it just did not make any sense.
That happened to me and Danelle all the time.
And sometimes I would start something and realize I was awake and it didn't make any sense to what he was saying and I would just kind of stop. I'm like, but then, all right, that's not going to make any sense.
Like, the other night she's like, we were talking and all of a sudden she goes, you know, Ray Romano's doing like a sci-fi thing. And I was like, what? It's not like we were talking about television, Ray Romano, sci-fi, anything of the sort. And so now it's become my go-to thing when I think she's tired.
You're like, is Ray Romano doing that sci-fi thing?
She'd be like,
how's Ray Romano doing? Any projects on the burner?
And I said, I remember saying, if like Ray Romano comes out with some sci-fi shit, that's gonna blow my mind. Like, how did you know?
you were sleeping on it.
Tim, I was in the meeting. No, all right.
No,
she's a dreamwalker. Like Freddy.
A dreamwalker to meetings?
Yes, to entertainment meetings, where Ray Romano was planning his sci-fi shit.
Stupid.
Hey, I can't control where your wife does and does not project her astral form.
You can control the jokes you make.
No.
Or one would hope.
I can't. It's like verbal diarrhea. My wife has done the same. I'm sure we've all done the same thing, but my wife has done the same thing specifically. Like, woken up, said something that was like a complete non sequitur, and then when I asked her what the hell she's talking about, got mad at me because she's still really sleepy, realizes she must have just said something really weird, gets embarrassed, and mad is about the only way that her sleepy brain can process embarrassed. Like, forget about it, forget about it. I'm like, no, what? What do I do? I want to hear the rest of the story. What about the mayonnaise and the gorilla?
Nightmare on Tan Street 5. Dream Warriors. No? All right.
Just the three of us skipping down Tan Street going, ah.
You know what's at the end of Tan Street?
Tan
Laughs. Tan Laughs?
Tan Laughs!
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laughs segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time to read Tan Laughs and take my folks just like you. If you tell us to read your Tan Laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere, from Fiji to Vietnam. Email them in to us at foxartstechcast.com. It's time for some Tan Laughs.
Oh, Frabjous Day.
What now?
Kalu Kalay. Get your read on, son. It's Jabberwocky.
Go fuck yourself.
I would.
So angry.
You are?
No, you guys. Tim.
Well, I did start off with Tim failing the whole episode, or Mac failing the whole episode.
I think I have a Tan Laugh. It's an old one. I don't think we've said
How
it before.
How old is it?
It's from 8/22/2010.
That's old.
It's from Mike. I'll start it, and you'll see. You will tell me if I've read it before. We've read it before. A priest is in the confessional booth, waiting for the next confession. He's suddenly struck with the. What?
I was just fucking with you.
Okay, I was.
You
wondering.
Didn't listen to last week's episode.
I did, but I thought maybe you actually had a point.
Nope, you both did that to me.
Yes,
who's
we did.
Funnier?
Turn about.
He is suddenly struck with the urge to use the bathroom. He peers out the curtain and sees the janitor. He motions for the janitor to come over. I need to go to the bathroom. Can you watch the booth for a few minutes? I know nothing about this, Father. It's easy. Above the window is a list of all sins and the appropriate Hail Marys.
Okay. I do think we've done this one, even though I can't remember how it ends.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
But now I'm invested. Now I want to know how it ends. So you might as well just do it again.
Okay, but please hurry. A few minutes go by and the woman...
You know, just skip to the punchline.
Shut up, Andy.
Ruin your own jokes. This whole joke over. Can you guys keep interrupting? A priest is in the confessional booth, awaiting the next confession. He is suddenly struck with the urge to use the bathroom. He peers out of the curtain and sees the janitor. He motions for the janitor to come over. I need to go to the bathroom. Can you watch the booth for a few minutes? I know nothing about this, Father. It's easy. Above the window is a list of all sins and appropriate Hail Marys. Okay, but please hurry up. A few minutes go by and a woman enters the booth. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned, for I committed oral sex. The janitor looks at the chart and it says nothing of oral sex. He looks at the curtain and sees the altar boy and motions for the altar boy to come over. What does the priest give for oral sex? The altar boy responds, milk and cookies. Why do you ask?
Oh.
Delicious.
Child abuse. See, Tim, you're the Catholic, but I had always thought that the little confessional middle section for the priest, like, just had a bathroom in there.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Okay. They should get on that. Seems like it would be a useful addition.
No. What if the priest is bending a biscuit while you're in there trying to tell him about something? You're just like, what is... Oh, God.
I got technology. They can suck the stink out.
So, Father, how many Hail Marys? Oh, no Hail Marys. This is your punishment.
The Lord shall smite you with my butt funk.
I think you just named the episode.
We'll see. We'll see.
I really liked the last one. I was like, what was it? Rips his grizzled frame in twain or something like that? Like,
yeah.
Breaks his wizened frame in twain. I was like, who the fuck said that? Because that sounds like an Andy thing, but I don't remember those words coming out of my mouth. Then I listened. It was Tim.
Suck it.
Oh, Tim.
And suck it I did.
I was trying to go old school with the joke, but I keep running into ones that we've already done.
Huh.
Wait.
I've got one that I think that we haven't done yet.
Okay.
Shall I just go ahead and jump in?
Do it. Do it.
I'm just waiting for the approval of the group. I have very low self-esteem. I need you to validate me.
You can speak up. That would help.
Yeah. This is from the big, huge dump of jokes that Grace of Saving Grace fame, internet fame, sent us.
Fame.
Hey, I said internet fame.
I'm still harping on that word. Not internet fame either.
Hey,
Antoine Dodson has internet fame.
No. I'm saying, we've often said, we're internet famous now. Because like 300 random people scattered across the world know who the fuck we are.
We're lying to ourselves.
That's
and
it.
Others.
That's internet fame.
We're infamous. I got people I can visit. I got hoes in different area codes.
So you're not just famous, you're infamous. Three Amigos reference. All right. So getting back to Grace's joke. Three friends die in a car accident. One of them was Noah, and Tim and Andy were happy. Upon their arrival to heaven, they're all asked, when you're in your casket and your family or friends are mourning you, what would you like to hear them say about you? And the first man says, I would like to hear them say that I was a great doctor of my time and a great family man. The second man says, I would like to hear them say, I was a wonderful husband and school teacher who made a huge difference in our children, in the children of tomorrow. The last man says, I would love to hear them say, look, he's moving!
That's funny.
I'll do one more. Wow, this is a huge long list. Grace, I will be eating from this trough forever. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
you know
eats
me,
a lot.
Fat man always hungry. Adam was walking around the Garden of Eden feeling very... The Garden of Eden. Hey, great job reading there, Andy. Adam was walking around the Garden of Eden feeling very lonely. So God asked Adam, what's wrong with you? I'm sorry. God asking in that way just tickled me. What's wrong with you?
Like, I was like, if that was a punchline, that joke fucking sucks.
It's like there's God and there's Adam at this point in the story. Like, those are the two beings walking around talking. And God is just so fucking pissed off at Adam. It's like he's gotten passive-aggressive. Adam said he didn't have anyone to talk to. I guess God is chopped liver.
And God's like, talk to these nuts!
Yep. They're God-size. New God-size nuts.
Finish the joke!
I lost my place. My monitor is so tiny now.
Jesus Christ.
God said he was going to give him a companion, and it would be a woman. He said, this person will cook for you and wash your clothes. She will always agree with every decision you make. She will bear your children and never ask you to get up in the night to take care of them. She will not nag and will be the first to admit she was wrong when you have a disagreement. She will never have a headache and will freely give you love and compassion whenever needed. Adam asked God, what's a woman like this going to cost? God said, an arm and a leg. Adam said, what can I get for a rib?
That joke is so old, it ran against Barack Obama in 2008. Politics.
That joke is so old, it gets the next soy bomb reference I make.
Okay. This joke is from Indiana Bob. Do we know why he's Indiana Bob?
I have no idea.
Because Pleasanton Bob sounds like a shitty name?
I would concur with that. Is he from Indiana? Or does he go around the world searching for artifacts?
I don't know. I guess I only became aware of Bob once he was an adult.
You never talked about his backstory? You never got to, you know, you never read his origin issue?
Oh, this Saturday's Free
I
Comic Book
Day. I don't think I ever did. Sorry, no. What was that?
I said Saturday's Free Comic Book Day. That's all.
So all okay. The shitty comic books that the comic book stores couldn't sell will be available for you to grab.
Buy none, get one.
Do you want Teen Titans number 42? Fuck, we got it.
That's the best issue.
Betty and Veronica go to Somalia? We got it.
That cracked you up there, huh, Tim?
It did. Why are they going to Somalia?
Why not?
Do you want the latest episode of Hipster Panzer Kitten Ponies? It's underground. In fact, this is the only copy.
We only got one free comic book to give away. That guy just took it.
Well, before we get to free comic book day, did you say it was Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah, this episode will more than likely come out after Saturday.
All right, hop in your time machines and go back and get your free comic book.
So that information I just gave you, useless.
Tweet
it. The universe, a new asshole, just so you can get free shit.
Quick, tweet it on the Tancast feed so we can at least tell the few wizened souls who follow us on Twitter.
Nah, it takes too long. Time machine.
I
That's
can't
the way to
be
do it.
Bothered.
Wow, you guys suck.
You got access to the Twitter account too, buddy.
I'm telling a joke.
Yeah.
You can't be typing and tweeting at the same time.
Tim's going to be telling a joke. Noah's interrupting a joke. I guess that leaves it up to me to Twitter. All right. Tim, do your joke
All right.
Then.
All right, here it comes.
Lay it down, Bob. Lay that joke on.
Laying it down. Throwing it on the ones and twos. A woman goes to the doctor worried about her husband's temper and threatening manner. The doctor says, what's the problem? The woman says, doctor, I don't know what to do. Every time my husband comes home drunk, he threatens to slap me around. The doctor says, I have a really good cure for that. When your husband comes home drunk, just take a glass of water and start swishing it in your mouth. Just swish and swish and swish, but don't swallow until he goes to bed and is asleep. 2 weeks later, the woman comes back to the doctor looking fresh and reborn. The woman says, doctor, that was a brilliant idea. Every time my husband came home drunk, I swished with water. I swished and swished, and he didn't touch me. How does the water do that? The doctor says, the water's not magic. It's keeping your mouth shut, and that does the trick.
Burn, lady,
misogyny.
Burn. I bet that lady's feelings.
See, it's... I don't know. I feel awkward, because I know the woman that Bob is dating. So this is, I'm like, hey, wait now.
Passive aggressive, and we know she listens, so is this a passive aggressive attempt?
They
to,
both listen.
Yeah, I know.
Are they just listening across from each other, and he's looking at her like, yeah, you hear that joke?
Yeah, that's right, bitch, you hear
She's
that?
Like,
he's pointing at the, he's pointing at his Mac, mouthing the words, this is you.
Yeah. Get some water in your mouth.
And she's like, you better put some water in your mouth, motherfucker.
Oh,
I think she can take him in a fight. You hear that, Bob? She can take you.
I prefer if they didn't fight.
I'm not saying Bob is weak. I'm just saying she can take you.
I'm pretty sure
if
you're
going to fight, at least get oiled up first, okay?
And maybe put that shit online.
I would love to see an oily, naked Bob just... Wait, what?
No, I wouldn't. I'm going to go ahead and go on. I would not like to see an oily, naked Bob.
Is Bob hairy?
Where am I? Where'd I come back from?
I wonder if,
is this Narnia?
I've never seen Bob without a shirt, so I don't know.
Why don't we... How about this? You know, Tam fight this week, Bob versus Tressa. Going out there.
I sense the show taking a brand new direction. Every week, we're going to pick somebody that we know and just go on them.
Here's some two people we personally know that majority of our listeners don't. Who would win in a fight?
We're gonna tell tales about them that may or may not be true. People just have to take our words for it.
Noah's third grade teacher versus Andy's fifth grade biology teacher. Yeah. Let's get it on!
This bum I met one night versus my mother.
This one guy ringing the Salvation Army bell that I saw 10 years ago versus Jesus Christ.
The guy ringing the bell looks surly.
I'm actually going to go with the guy. You didn't see him, but he was beefy. And the bell looked heavy.
One of my asshole co-workers at my day job versus the aborted fetus of my senior prom date.
Oh! Was it your baby?
No, it didn't happen. Nothing was real.
I know. That's why it's funny.
And yes, that was the implication that I was going for.
Yes.
Oh, because we all know you didn't get laid till much later.
Certainly not by my prom date.
Hey, Tim?
Yep.
How about one of your asshole co-workers at work versus...
Hang on. The Fast and the Furious are driving by outside. I can't hear you.
Fair enough. This is why you need to keep pee balloons. There's like water balloons, but yeah, fill in the rest of the story yourself.
Right. Well, they weren't in striking distance, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so pee balloons and some sort of launcher. Well, that's a lot of work. Never mind. Asshole coworkers versus silence.
Silence loses every time.
Asshole coworkers versus hard work.
Oh my gosh. One was literally complaining. She was saying, man, you need to hire. They need to hire me on permanent because I'll work. I won't be calling in sick. I'll be like, oh, I'm healthy. Working. You don't worry about me. I'm coming in every day, working hard every day. You should hire me full time. And I was like, you know what's great about this? This conversation is taking place 15 minutes after your break should have been over. Are you sitting at your desk? Hello. And don't worry, another conversation went on for another 15 minutes before she finally got back to her desk. But then when she got to her desk, did she get to work?
No. I don't call sick. I'm here not working.
She was looking up hair extensions on the internet. I was like, Jesus Christ!
We're talking about listeners. A friend of mine who you don't know, Andy, he says for some reason you remind him of Jason Segel.
Well, I hear that in Andy's voice.
I am kind of lumpy.
But he wouldn't. Wait, this person has never met Andy, yes?
No. Specifically, he reminds him of Jason Segel from How I Met Your Mother, which he has been watching a lot of lately.
But, like, he hasn't seen him in pictures, is my point.
No.
So, yeah, I could see that from Andy's voice.
I guess I don't hear it, but maybe it's just because I know Andy and I don't know. For some reason, I do not hear it.
Maybe it's because I don't watch a ton of Jason Segel, so I'd be like, I could pick out pieces that could fit over Andy.
I guess I'm a Muppet of a man. I'll take that.
I have it sitting right here. I should watch that.
You should.
Not right this second, but eventually.
Yeah, I would just assume you didn't watch it right now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will, buddy.
You have a hard enough time playing the game at the end without being... Huh? Watching a movie, what?
Poop trails.
Poop trim.
It's poopy trim.
Oh, whatever. I can't be anal. Bothered with details.
That means butt
Don't
sex.
Don't I know it.
Poopy trim means butt sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because trim like is coochie-coo.
Now, are you getting that from Kevin Smith, or is that like a common term?
Poopy trim or trim?
Poopy trim.
Poopy trim is from Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Okay. I know what trim is.
Okay, well, that's why, you know, it's not as popular a euphemism, I guess. I mean, people used to say, it's not floating around, I would think. Maybe I'm not just hip with the kids and their sex euphemisms anymore.
You know what has really gone away? Quim. Nobody
what
says
is?
Quim anymore.
I don't even know what
it
that
just
is.
It means vagina, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it like a dirty word?
Yeah. Well, it's slang. Slang is typically dirty.
You know, I'm going to hip you guys to a new term that the kids are throwing out there.
Really? You're going to hip us to it, Grandpa?
I'm going
to
hip you.
All right, go, Daddy-O.
It's called cupcaking. And it's when you flirt via text with someone else. Or specifically, well, it's upper dictionaries, leaving a large group of your male friends to go to another room and talk for prolonged periods of time with a girlfriend or girl you're interested in. But can also be text messaging as well.
That's cupcaking.
Cupcaking.
That's retarded.
That's what the kids are saying now. Yeah, let me help you. These are what the kids are saying these days.
Yeah. I was volunteering for clean up a park nearby, and I was checking something on my phone, and the leader comes up to me and goes, oh, are you cupcaking? I was like, no. I was like, I didn't even know what she was talking about. Like, I thought she thought I was playing some game where you make cupcakes or something.
You're like, no, are there cupcakes? What? Where? Where are there cupcakes? I will take some.
That's what I was like. I'm like, do you play some game where you make cupcakes on your phone? She's like, oh, no, my friend, you know, it's this term cupcaking. I'm like, I have not heard of it.
I'm going to pull a Noah and take this conversation in a completely different direction based off only one word that is similar between what we are talking about and what I'm going to be talking about.
Go for it.
Last night I was at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and one of the waitresses, it was the last night of the comedy competition. So
and you gave
I
her
was,
a cream pie?
Close. I was headlining while they counted the votes. And because I guess it was the last night, she decided to make cupcakes.
Oh, headlining. That's where you like hold their face with one hand and then you try to get a line of jizz to just go straight like nose and then like right back into their hair. Right?
For a second, I was like, oh, Andy. But then I was like, oh, he made it a little funny.
No, it wasn't funny at all.
A little, come on.
I'll take 50-50. I got half the room on that one.
No. Give him a little bit.
I will give him nothing.
Come on.
No.
He worked hard for that.
No.
Give me a little poopy trim.
No.
Anyway, she made some cupcakes.
She made some cupcakes, and she's like, well, since it's the last night of the comedy competition, I'm going to use makeshift these Tootsie Rolls to make little microphones on the top of each of the cupcakes. Guess what they actually look like?
poopy?
Tiny black cocks. So it looked like there's tiny black cocks on top of this, all these cupcakes with white frosting on them.
Nice. That's how it should be.
That's where the white frosting came from.
Nice.
So I took a picture that will never leave my phone of me pointing the cupcake towards me with some of the white frosting on my face. Like, ah! Oh!
Come on, send it to me, Tim. I messaged it.
Yeah. No.
I will not spread it around. I promise.
If I promise not to spread it around, will you send
no.
it to me?
No. You can come visit my phone someday and see it there.
Okay.
Come on, Tim. We've been friends for so long. Come on, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't do that to you, baby.
You've heard the tale of the scorpion.
It's in my nature.
Both made it across to the other side. And everyone was happy.
Everyone was happy. Everyone agreed it was a very funny picture
and
that the frog took.
They took pictures, and no one ever posted to like Facebook or anything. It was fine.
Look what I found on Reddit today.
Look what I found on ilovebigblackgaycock.com.
Hey, this guy's cupcaking. Hear that, tweens? We're taking your slang. We're making it mean something dirty.
You know what's popular these days? I was just listening to a story. Kids
Justin
choking
Bieber?
Themselves.
That's been popular forever.
Yeah, I guess it's making a resurgence. Hey, kids.
Wait. Choking themselves while they're...
To get high.
No, sexual thing involved. Just choking themselves.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm sorry,
like,
being assaulted
get,
by a school of geese.
You get dizzy and you feel funny. Spoiler alert, anybody listening to this, that's a good way to die.
Yeah, don't do it.
Wait, so they're getting high?
It's not really high. It's stupid kids doing shit that they don't understand high. It's, I'm dying, and your brain releases endorphins trying to ease your passing.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with people?
A lot.
Fuck. The economy's hitting everybody.
Yeah.
Even kids are like, fuck it, I'll just choke myself out for a good time.
Hey, anybody thinking about choking themselves out? At least go Google what makes whipped cream come out of the canister. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Just listen to Andy talk for a while. Your brain will release the same endorphins for the same reason.
I'm going into the light. I'm flying.
But
I'm weightless.
But
my soul
has during
diarrhea.
Sex. That's all right, you know. If you like a little choking during sex, you know, go for it. Just be careful.
All right. I don't know if I can make that same recommendation.
Hey, Noah, just in case we ever wind up in the same prison together, my safe word is...
I want to give a shout-out to anyone who...
Out!
To everyone who gave me advice on traveling to Europe, but also specifically Joe. She sent me like a nice long message on Facebook about some a hostel website to check out and some places to visit. So, thank you, everyone.
So you log into the website. It's like, what? What the fuck do you want?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what's a hostel website?
You sit there and click on something. Come on, motherfucker.
Why the fuck you want to come to Europe for, huh? Stay the fuck over there.
No, that would be France and or Greece.
What's your fucking problem.com/bitch?
Oh,
silly.
If that's not a website yet, it needs to be.
And what
it just
are you
needs
looking
to be
at
somebody,
that
like, staring, like, just a big picture of somebody staring, like, raising their hands up and shrugging their shoulders with kind of a pissed off look on their face. Like, eh?
You know what my favorite pictures is? I don't know why, but I'm a fucking anteater. You ever seen that one?
No.
Oh.
No.
Here, let me Google it for you. It kind of reminds me of what Andy's talking about.
Speaking of internet memes, Tim, did you ever click on that link that I sent you at your son's birthday party day?
Yeah, with the CSI New York
yes.
theme. Well, I guess it's an actual Who song. I just don't remember what it is. But with the guy
Bob O'Reilly,
from the...
I think.
What?
Isn't it Bob O'Reilly?
Is that the name of the song?
Yes.
All right.
The yeah!
Is it worth interrupting my flow? No, it is not. Let me speak.
Sorry.
Anyway, you can describe it then, Mr. Asshole. What else happened?
It's the best cry ever guy mixed with that part of the Who song. So it's like...
Did make me laugh. But I was like, this is the fucking stupidest thing ever. But then I had to tell Danelle. I was like, I'm not going to show you because I know you won't care. But I have to tell. I just have to get this out. It amused me in a stupid way. And there's there's the fuck you, I'm an anteater picture right there for you.
It's gorgeous. Lovely.
All right.
I showed my wife.
I was like, yeah, fuck you, I'm an anteater.
Yeah, fuck you. What you want?
All right, so this I think will be funnier than Andy saying, because it kind of reminds me of that. It's Usher and
no,
a goat.
No.
Let
me get the rest of this out.
All right, go.
Same thing. I showed my wife that guy, the thing we just talked about, the video.
So what would be funnier than Andy saying, Noah?
let him
finish. I did it back to you. How do you like it?
You know I like it.
Yeah, take it.
You just made my back pussy a little moist. Get on in there.
Our podcast is a clusterfuck. How do we have listeners?
I don't know. How do we not kill and consume each other in the years we spent living together? So I showed my wife that video, and she's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, it's the Who song. She goes, no, the dude. It's like, oh my gosh, you have been a stay-at-home mom for too long. You've missed out on all of the great internet memes that have flown around offices far and wide.
But why wouldn't she see them?
Because, like, they're played out by the time I get home. That's about the half-life of a meme is my drive home.
I'm just saying, why isn't she online to see these things?
Yeah.
Although, she hasn't been on Twitter in forever. What's your wife's deal?
She's tweet something. She's got the iPad, and it has, like, IM and Twitter apps and Facebook apps and all the rest of that stuff. But she's, like, if it's out, it's usually out because she's working on, like, spelling shit with my son or, you know, counting, simple math problems, things like that.
What? She spends time with your son and takes care of him and shit? What the fuck is wrong with her? No.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, just to take it down a little bit, I mean...
No, was next.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It was going to be about my wife and talking about the stay-at-home mom thing, but go. No.
9% Usher and a goat.
You're telling me about that at Michael's birthday party.
Yes. It makes me laugh. I don't know why. You got to get, like, a couple seconds in.
No, you don't have to give it a couple of seconds. I was 4 seconds in and laughing.
You have to listen to the whole thing. The first big part where he's like, oh! The goat's like, rawr!
We like very silly things.
Yes, I do. Stupid shit that makes me laugh.
Like, oh, I said we. I wasn't leaving you out there to dry. I said we like funny things. Or silly yes. things.
I had an idea. Somebody's probably already done it, but I had an idea for something that would be a silly video. I want to call it Neil Before Zod. And just show a picture of Neil Patrick Harris, and then a picture of General Zod. And then a picture of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and then a picture of General Zod. And then a picture of Neil Young, and a picture of General Zod.
Neil deGrasse Tyson? I like him.
He's a funny dude.
And animated. I mean, that dude, he's not just an astrophysicist. He fucking loves astrophysics!
And he's just very, just smart, like, and just, like, when you see him, like, talk, you're like, fuck.
I am totally gonna watch the shit out of the... He's the new Cosmos host.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? I see him on Reddit. Like, people link to shit that he did on Reddit. I'm like, fuck, I like this guy.
Yeah.
I see him on Colbert, Stewart, and Marr.
Yep.
He appears on those shows a lot.
And he's gonna be on...
He keeps telling Jon Stewart that the globe at the beginning of Daily Show is rotating the wrong way.
Dude, I love that he walked out with a fucking Rubik's Cube, corrected Stewart, and then slapped the Rubik's Cube down, solved, on the desk. Like, suck my brainy balls, Stewart. Just walked off.
What are you talking about?
That is, like, the geekiest fucking pimp move ever.
So, they had Neil deGrasse Tyson on The Daily Show to just come out and correct Jon Stewart on something. And as a joke, they gave him a Rubik's Cube in the green room. He came out. And he was playing with it while he was correcting whatever Jon Stewart was saying wrong, then also reminded him that the globe is still turning the wrong way in his opening credits, and then slapped the Rubik's Cube down on Jon Stewart's desk, solved, and then walked away.
Nice. Did you hear about, like, how he took James Cameron to task because the stars were wrong in Titanic? So,
and yes. Cameron fucking fixed him.
Yep.
I'm like, fuck, that is some nerdy ass shit. Like, not only did he notice they were wrong, but he's like, hey, James, yo, get that shit right.
Hey, You had attention to detail about every other fucking thing. Well, you know what? Stars are easy.
I can't imagine watching a movie with him where he's like, fucking A. No, wrong! Wrong!
All wrong! Hold on. Let me call up Spielberg. I got some shit to say to him.
I don't want to close my eyes. Wrong. Did it because it's in space. Fucking movie. Is Fast and Loose of Physics? Anything? No? Okay. All right.
I lost you.
That was the... Not Deep Impact. Armageddon. The other identical themed movie that came out that year.
I was listening to some podcast where they were talking about how crappy Deep Impact was. And they thought Armageddon was better.
Hmm.
They were different-ish.
Well, they were just picking it apart with all the, like, I was like, wow, I never really thought of any of this before.
I mean, did they have good points?
They were good snarky points. It was just, you know, lots of snarkiness.
I mean, I just imagine not Michael Bay not making a really solid, like, movie that doesn't have plot holes.
I think their issue was, Armageddon was just like a check your brain at the door action movie, whereas this tried to be serious, and it was like, you're just as stupid, you're just not laughing about it.
Gotcha, okay. Alright, fair enough.
See, but I looked at it as there are plenty of other disaster movies that take themselves seriously, so it's just one of those. It's just not the same kind of movie. But in Armageddon, when I saw that they had fucking machine guns on their little space rovers, No.
Yes, we know, Andy. If anything is minor in a plot that is inconsistent, it will bother you and the whole movie is shit.
It costs $20,000 a pound to get shit into orbit. You do not put extra shit on your rover.
Were you and Neil deGrasse Tyson watching the movie together?
We were, and we were holding hands. And
Neil deGrasse Tyson's like, look at the stars. And he's like, look at the machine guns.
He moisturizes. That hand was velvety soft and smelled vaguely of peppermint.
Oh, fuck,
whereas
dude.
I was watching the movie like, hey, I wonder how this ends. Like, I was foolishly just watching it.
Maybe we should do, like, a spinoff movie podcast where Addy just picks on lame-ass shit from movies and we make fun of him.
Wasn't that an idea that I had? No, similar to my idea for a game.
I like it. I don't know if Andy was going to put up with that every week. Like, fuck you guys!
You know, we could even call the podcast what I wanted to call the game, which is something to the effect of, you suck and everything that you like sucks. No, it was, I hate you and everything you love.
I think you should call it Tim and Noah Crap on Andy.
We have that podcast. It's called Cancast.
No. Tim and Noah Crap on Andy at the movies.
Speaking of movies, we should play our game.
We should.
6 degrees and hold the bacon.
Order up. 6 degrees and hold the bacon.
All right, wait, hold on. So, Bob and Teresa, they're in the desert.
Oh, we're not playing the game?
We can play the game, but I thought maybe we could play out the whole Bob and Teresa versus each other thing. Set up a whole scene.
I don't really want to play this out.
All right, Teresa wins.
I think Bob, gentleman that he is, just lays down and lets her do it.
Sounds good.
Probably even doesn't look her in the eye so she doesn't have to, you know, see the light go out.
Wow.
Dark.
You are a dark, dark human being. How do you have time to wonder why there are machine guns in space? You're like, why aren't those machine guns killing babies?
I have a big fucking brain. It does a lot of things to keep itself amused.
You know why you didn't like Armageddon? Not enough dead babies.
No.
That's why he didn't like Bad Boy 2, because there's too many dead bodies.
No, because they were just being abusive to the dead bodies. Those dead
the
bodies
dead bodies
really...
didn't actually kill babies when they landed. That's why he was upset. He's like, you're wasting problem. Those dead bodies.
You know what?
If there was like a row of babies they landed on, he would have been all for it.
I was unfair. When I said that I had tried to watch the movie 2012 and like to fall asleep to, and that staring off into the darkness would have been a better use of my time, that's unfair, because that movie had a lot of dead babies. In fact, all of them. All the babies were dead.
Super. All right.
Is that what that movie's about?
The end of the world? Yes.
But not specifically dead babies, dead people in general.
Yeah, well you just have to know that the babies are out there floating around. They're baby bobbing.
All right. Fair enough.
Bobbing for babies would make the most horrible party game.
And I didn't see a lot of babies.
All right. Let's do it.
Order up. 6 degrees and hold the bacon.
We haven't had any Twittery things for a while, right? So I don't know if we'll have any,
See. Luckily.
Might just have to come up with actors off the top of our head.
I wrote some down a couple of weeks ago.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Look at me, I'm Andy. I think ahead.
I know. Look at me. I'm Andy. Marvel. Bow. Thank you.
No.
I think okay. I have one. I can't remember his name right now, so...
Oh, wait. Who's going first?
I don't know, but I was just trying to think of some actors.
Noah's turn, so Noah goes first. Isn't that the rule?
Yes.
Yes.
That means I guess.
It's Noah's turn. Yeah. He gets to decide who goes first.
Oh, that's nicer.
I'll go first. Get this shit out of the way.
That's like birthday rules.
Let me get a pen and paper so I can write some.
Oh, I guess thoughts. So. I should be thinking of an actor. All right, here we go. Thinking of an actor. Coming to it. Yep, here it comes. Look out, actor time. Mm-hmm. Got one. Andy.
I'm good.
Noah.
Hold on. I'm ready.
I was like. How far away was pen and paper there, Lewis and Clark?
No, I was writing down my actors I'm going to give you guys. All right,
gotcha.
I'm ready.
All right. My actor is Jason Lee.
And I will do James Woods, suggested via Twitter by Dominic, a.k.a. Final Fantasy.
All right. Noah, your time starts now.
All right. I'm thinking more from James Woods because I think it might be the harder one. Fuck, I always like can't remember what shit this been. All right, James Wood was in Fuck a Duck.
Feel like was he in Fuck a Duck? I don't remember that one.
I cannot remember movies been in right now. I think it was in a movie, a legal movie.
Wow,
where a black person got killed.
I hope you're not thinking of the show Shark.
No.
I can give you the movie name if you want to get you started.
It wasn't a Time to Kill, was it?
No.
Okay. Let me think about it for a second.
Can you name someone else who was in the movie? Because I think we can just accept that.
It wasn't the one with... No, the Time to Kill was the one with Matthew McConaughey, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't that one I'm thinking of then. Oh! Was that the one where he killed... He's the one that killed the black person.
Very good.
Fuck, I can't remember the name, though.
Too big?
I don't even know what this movie is.
Okay, so the movie is Ghosts of Mississippi.
Yes. The shitty thing is I don't remember anyone else who's in that movie, so...
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, I'll give you two people who are in that movie just to move
Jesus
this along.
Jesus Christ. Okay? All right, no, we're going to play this game for you.
you
sit back and relax, baby.
We can't let Tim win, Noah. I'm trying to help you.
Wasn't Kevin Spacey was in that movie, was he?
No, he was in A Time to Kill. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. Okay. Yes, he was.
All right,
Think of this. Can you think of who would play the dead guy's widow who was looking for justice? Would
dead
that help you?
Widow.
Black guy was murdered. He was married. He was a family man. Strong black woman.
I mean, Angela Bassett?
No, but I like the way you're going there.
Fuck. Why can't I think of any James Woods movies?
I can only think of two, and they're not really helping me.
Well, maybe
one of them animated?
Yeah, three, and that one's definitely not helping me. Oh, wait, it might if I think about it long enough.
Oh, all right. No, that's not going to help me.
Yes, okay, I got it.
All right, wait, all right, so James Woods
Hercules.
Oh, shit,
I'm not keeping track of time.
What's that?
I said I wasn't keeping track of time. You got 2 minutes left.
James Woods was in Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
And, wasn't that, the SNL actor in that movie? Did he do a voice? Maybe that's not right. Oh. Wait, no. No. Nope.
The Fawn or Satyr or whatever is a very famous actor, known also for being short like the character he's playing.
Danny DeVito? No.
Yes.
Man?
Yes.
I don't know if that helps.
Oh, fuck. Now I can't think of the last movie that connects him for the chain I've got going right here.
Danny DeVito, who was in... Okay. He was in Batman.
Uh-huh.
He was in Batman with Michael... Fuck, what's his name?
I don't know.
I know you don't know. I'm just... fuck. Michael Keaton. But I don't know how I'm going to get these two together... Michael Keaton was in Beetlejuice. I don't think I'm going to be able to connect them.
Yeah, you got 12 seconds. You think I can do it?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Four.
I am not very good at this
game.
3, 2, 1.
Eddie, do you have it?
No, I was trying to get to Alan Rickman, and I can't pull it off.
You trying to do what with who? I'm sorry, Tony Hawk just skated by.
I was trying to go from James Woods, follow James Woods along, to get to Alan Rickman. For some reason, it seems like Alan Rickman and Alec Baldwin should have been in something, and Alec Baldwin was in Mississippi Burning with James Woods, but I can't connect those two, because then Rickman and Lee were in Dogma.
Oh, right.
But I'm fucked, so...
Here's what I had, and I can't do it either, and you'll see why at the very end. So they were in Hercules. He was in Hercules with Danny DeVito. Mm-hmm. Batman Returns with DeVito was in Batman Returns with Michael Keaton, who was in Speechless with Christopher Reeve, who was in Superman with Gene Hackman, who was in a movie with Will Smith and a cameo by Jason Lee, directed by Tony Scott, that I cannot think of the fucking name. Gene Hackman is living off the grid. Will Smith is. Framed for something.
Enemy of the State.
Ah! Could not come up with it. I kept thinking
you're right.
The words Eagle Eye was just caught in my head and it would not get out. I'm like, Eagle Eye. No, it's still not Eagle Eye, Tim.
Wasn't Seth Green a...
Seth Green and What's His Butt was also in there.
Yeah, Jason Lee was the guy who had the tape that had the incriminating shit on it, and Seth Green was the guy running the eye in the sky.
And Jack Black was in there.
And Jamie Kennedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
that
right,
is, that's
next?
A good one. We got to remember that one. That connects a lot of like random.
Yeah, I gotta remember what it's called.
30 something.
I'm like, I have so many details about this movie. None of them are its name.
As soon as you're like Gene Hackman living off the grid, I was like, oh fuck,
I love that movie. I watched it many a times.
That was a pretty good movie.
Who's next?
Some of it a little unbelievable, but yeah.
Wouldn't you stop making this game take longer?
All right. So Noah, who's next? Tim or me?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shit. Now I got to come up with another actor. Okay.
And I got to dump my brain of all the different things I was trying to think of for Noah's.
Yeah, it does fuck with you.
By the way, Noah, the strong female actress that I was trying to lead you to was Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Who's Whoopi?
Where's that from?
It was from a comic relief where the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation did a little skit for it. But that's making the game take longer, too. So, let's come up with an actor and get this moving.
By the way, Michael Patrick Dorn. Stewart, very funny. That's all.
Yes.
Dynamite drop-in, Noah.
He has a scene with Ricky Gervais on that show. That was funny.
See? You're ending it. Don't do it.
But I'm doing it.
extras?
Yes.
Yes. Very funny. Talking
Andy,
about Magneto.
You're both of you come ending it.
And then her clothes just come off.
Yes. All right. Daniel Radcliffe also on extras. Hilarious.
Let's keep moving.
At this point, I'm just doing it to annoy Tim. Tim, you got your actor?
Yep. Noah?
I got my actor.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Zachary Quinto.
Paul Rudd. Ooh, that could be easier than you think. Maybe not. Oh,
Zachary
hang on.
Quinto,
Stime tarts now.
All right. Well, now that my stime is underway. Very tart. I can literally only think of a single movie that Zachary Quinto has been in, and that is Star Wars.
Well, you got that fact wrong.
You're already failing.
Yes, I was making fun of the fact that I always switch Star Trek and Star Wars.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Making fun of
the fact
that
you're an idiot.
Okay, he was in Star Trek, the reboot, with...
That felt very funny.
Tickled the shit out of me.
He was in that with Simon Pegg. Was Simon Pegg in Paul with Paul Rudd? No. Paul Rudd doesn't appear in that I'm aware of. I haven't actually seen it yet, although I hear it's coming on HBO. Okay. Paul Rudd... No,
who's the other actor again? I forgot.
Paul Rudd, Zachary Quinto.
Right.
Oh... Bruce Greenwood. Can I get him to Paul Rudd? Let me flip it around. Paul Rudd was in... he was on Wanderlust with Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston was in... Fuck. That's not going to get me there. Shit, why am I blank? I can only pick out like three different Paul Rudd movies.
Yeah, I'm having issues myself.
Fuck, it seems like it should be so easy, because I can get straight from him to Jason Segel and then to everybody in the Muppets. I'm trying to think of everybody who cameoed in the Muppets. I'm trying to think of everybody who cameoed in every Muppet movie. So I'm like, shit, once I get in the Muppets, I got Frank Oz.
I think I might have this one.
Duh, I did it again. I can't think of the last movie's name. you have 2 minutes left, sir.
Okay. Paul Rudd, Jason Segel, Frank Oz.
Oh, this sucks.
Are you taking a shit?
Yes, and it sucks. I'm taking a 6 degrees of shit.
Is it compacted? Relax.
Oh. Right. No, fuck. I just connected Simon Pegg to Simon Pegg in two moves. God damn it.
I want
to
steal this
like,
one.
I was like, steal it, but I want Simon Pegg was in Run, Fat Boy, Run with Tandy Newton, in the second Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise, who was in Mission Impossible Gross Protocol with Simon Pegg. Hooray!
You're wasting time.
Yes, I know. But my brain's stuck in a lock. I was trying to let
Simon
it play.
Simon Pegg isn't even one of the actors you need to be working with.
I know.
He doesn't even know what movie he's starting with. He said Star Wars.
Shut up.
Wow.
God damn you.
You are down to 30 seconds, sir.
And I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
Oh, I can't think of the fucking name of the fucking movie.
Jennifer Aniston was in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn was in fucking everything, but nothing gets me to Simon Pegg or Zachary Quinto or Leonard Nimoy or...
And that is time.
Yeah, fuck me.
I have it.
What do you got?
All right, Zachary Quinto was in Star Trek with Simon Pegg.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Pegg was in the movie Paul, who was the voice of the alien, was voiced by Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rogen was in Knocked Up with Paul Rudd.
Fuck me, he was.
I forgot about Knocked Up.
Me too.
Well, you did it better than I would have. You did it in three. So you
shit
get a point.
On my face. Jason Segel was also in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was as well.
Well, here's... Oh, shit, so I could have done that with that. But anyway, so I was like... So Zachary Quinto was in Trek with Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Nimoy was in Trek 6 with William Shatner. William Shatner was in Star Trek Generations with Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg was in The Muppets with Jason Segel. Jason Segel was in a movie with Paul Rudd and Lou Ferrigno that came out the year Michael Jackson died. Fuck if I know what it is.
I'm sorry, Tim, but I love you, man.
So I would have lost anyway, but still.
So I kept you from getting potentially a point by not thinking that movie title out loud as I was going Paul Rudd to Jason Segel.
Yep.
Suck it.
Way to go.
So right. So far we're 0 points. Tim, you literally...
No, Noah has a point.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he just connected. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm an idiot. Sorry, Noah.
Oh, no worries.
All right, give me mine.
All right, Noah, I got one. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Justin Long.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Justin Long. Sorry, I already started my time.
Okay.
I didn't tell myself time started now because I just hit the timer. Jamie Lee Curtis and Justin Long. Jamie Lee Curtis was in Christmas in the Cranks with Tim Allen, who was in Galaxy Crest with Justin Long.
Fuck.
Damn,
look at that.
I thought this was going to be a soccer episode.
Was Justin Long in Galaxy Quest as well?
Yeah.
Wait, is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the nerd who was going for an autograph at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Correct.
I was like, I can say other things that may have happened in this movie that might be spoilery. By the way, kids, if you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, first watch all of the Star Treks so that you can enjoy it. Then go enjoy it, because by Grab Thar's hammer, what a
okay,
savior.
I was like, I was right, wasn't I? Jamie Lee Curtis was in that, and then I Googled it, and she was.
Christmas with the Cranks? Fuck yeah.
Yes. Hang on a second. Well, talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, that was fucking genius. I was like, Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm going to have to go
Arnold Schwarzenegger. How did Tim do it?
He went Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim Allen in Christmas with the Cranks, Tim Allen, Justin Long in Galaxy Quest.
But wasn't Tim Justin Long just in Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
We did Jamie Lee Curtis. For some reason, I kept jumping to Sigourney Weaver.
Ah, That's kind of funny.
That's why I was like, wait, I'm confused. But then I was like, oh, wait, because that's not who I think it is.
Well, Tim is gone. Would you like to know what sucks, Noah?
Lots of
Borderlands
things.
Borderlands 2 comes out the first day of Dreamforce. So I will likely be in San Francisco rather than enjoying the game that I've been will have at that point been waiting almost a year for.
Bring it with you. Ship it to me. I'll drop it off.
What now?
Yeah, I'm not going to bring my Xbox out.
Come to my house. We'll play it.
Genius. Get it on Xbox. I will live you up.
You can play co-op together, right? On the same computer?
Yeah.
On the same whatever?
And on live. Or online, whatever.
We don't have two Xboxes, but we do now, but one of the people's moving. Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So, did you win, Tim?
He did.
I got 5 points. Unless one of you can do it. Well, even if one of you can do it and one less, you only get 1 point.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I can do it one less.
Unless you can think of a Justin Long, Tim Allen movie.
0 points for me. Flawless.
Oh, wait, not Tim Allen. It's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. For some reason, I kept thinking of Sigourney Weaver. So I was like, wait, why did Tim go for all those steps? But I was like, wait, Sigourney Weaver. And,
yeah, I explained it to him once, started to explain it again, and then he goes, I see what I'm doing.
Did this all get captured?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Then we talked about video games.
Yeah, we did.
Hooray.
And how my travel schedule will impact my ability to play a game.
Speaking of travel schedules, we should say before we sign off, we're not going to be Tancasting for the next 2 weeks.
Yep. We got sick of each other, and we just, while we were chatting, decided, fuck it.
We're giving it all up.
Or?
We're going to seek fame on the open road.
Or Noah will be traveling next week, and I'll be traveling the week after that.
Or we'll give it all up.
And packing a bindle and traveling around the world.
I will not be doing cocaine.
But when we come back, it will be our 200th episode.
200!
And we might have something special in store, but probably not.
We may!
200, baby!
But at least it won't be rushed while one of us is packing for a flight.
Yeah.
So we're going to have, hopefully, if I can get this together, we're going to have like a little not episodes, sort of episode-ish things, which will be Tancast Comedy Showcase, where you'll hear some stand-ups that I know and I think that you will find funny. Play their audio for you. There'll be little episodes in between. You'll be like, hey, that's some funny shit, motherfucker!
And you're gonna be like, this is quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think it's a much better episode than,
honey, where are my socks?
You guys both enjoy sucking each other's dicks.
No, my other socks!
What the hell? Oh. I did not get what Andy was doing there.
That was a little radio theater for you.
Very little. Almost
theater of the mind. That was shitty.
off Broadway theater of the mind.
More like on your local street corner.
Crazy man yelling at pigeons of the mind.
So that's Tancast for this week.
We love you.
You're doing it.
And remember, never trust a stinky cat.
Listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is a lie.
Tancast. And this week I learned that Noah thinks that Jamie Lee Curtis is Sigourney Weaver.
I would do them. Why not?
But too.
Really?
Sure.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
wait,
but
now or in their prime?
Not right now, just to say you could. Just say you did.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I submit to you that Sigourney Weaver is in her prime.
Ooh, I will take that submission and file it under rejected.
No. I think she aged well.
Okay. That doesn't mean she's in her prime.
Like a fine cheddar cheese.
I was going to say something a little classier than cheddar there, Noah, but go ahead. I was going to say wine, in fact.
Who doesn't like an aged cheddar?
What's classier than cheddar cheese?
I bet her vagina is very cheesy.
Jamie Lee Curtis got some huge titties.
Oh, one thing though, Noah, if you do wind up making it with Jamie Lee Curtis, you probably want to stay away from the butt. I heard stuff about Activia.
Activia!
My penis is already brown.
That's true.
You can put it on a cupcake. Actually, he had to put it on a sheet cake. You know what I'm talking about?